There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we shared a great story about my husband, Kurt, who started at my gym over a year ago and now has kind of become their model on their Instagram reels. It was a real feel-good gym story. And one of our coworkers here, Cordell, he's here to, I believe, gym shame someone, right, Cordell?
Don't tell my manager.
Okay, we won't.
Cordell? Hate to break it to you, pal.
Do we want to give you a fake name? No, we can do
okay.
That.
Oh, okay, wait.
What's up, Mordell?
So the other day we were talking about gym stories, and he told me this story about an old gym he went to.
Okay.
And it's why he kind of has trauma with the gym.
24-hour fitness in Pacific Beach.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Not to call anybody out at all.
Okay, so, you know, you're waiting sometimes for the bench or the dumbbells or something, mm-hmm. And so this guy was using the bench, and I wanted to get on there, so I'm waiting. And then he proceeds to sit down, take off his shoe, take off his sock, and start clipping his nails.
No.
On the weight bench?
On the weight bench, right in the middle
bro,
of the gym.
Bro, that's so gross.
It was disgusting.
Where's he hiding his nail clippers? What I want to know.
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't have to weigh, but I assume he just left them on the ground.
Gosh. Yes.
So, and then the next person that hits that rug and does push-ups has his old clippings right in their face?
Yes.
So, was this a gym that didn't have its own men's locker room?
It did have. It's got a huge men's locker room.
Plenty of places for you to go, dude. Like maybe in the toilet room.
Or I don't know. Maybe your own hole.
Right.
Did you say, hey, bro, what's with the clippings? Are you a jungle animal? What are you doing here?
Was a guy that I didn't want to talk to.
So. Well, I don't blame you.
Was he gigantic? Was he bigger than you?
Yeah, everybody's bigger than me, John.
Oh.
You got a big character.
Wait,
pal.
It's Mordell.
Mordell, you're very well put together. Anyway, that's just disgusting. That's just so disgusting. And no one calls him out.
Nobody called him out.
There's people,
which is bizarre.
Think that they have carte blanche at a gym to just do whatever they want. It's so weird.
I thought you were going to say something like didn't wipe the machine down or
sat there and took a nap.
The last thing I expected was what you just said.
That's why I'm traumatized.
I know. That's seriously though. Who does that? Oh, that guy does that.
Yeah.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSON.